Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next-door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
And you are listening to Saturday Magazine with on Joy 94.9 with Macca and Tass. Now, it's been some time since Mac has actually been able to deliver a opinion piece, so he is going to do that today. I understand he's been researching this, he's been working it, and he's been writing. So, Macca, over to you.
Thank you, Tass. Thank you. Today I want to talk about coronavirus. Now, in Australia, we have...
Really? What have we been talking about all day, Macca?
Well, I know. You just shut up. In Australia, we have every reason to feel proud of how we've been able to minimise the infection spread. Our governments, local, state and federal, have spent billions of dollars in ramping up our intensive care units, getting our healthcare system geared up, ready for the onslaught that has not yet hit us in any numbers. Now, we only need to look at other countries that are buckling under the strain of infection. And as of this morning, the world death toll has passed 526,000. We've seen how our governments are providing income support to individuals and business. Yet I think the relatively low death toll in Australia has led to some people becoming complacent with social distancing and infection control. Now, they're not alone, as we saw with the Ruby Princess in New South Wales, that disgorged thousands of passengers who then travelled around the world and spread the infection and caused at least 19 deaths. The New South Wales government, through their health minister, Brad Biohazard, did what all governments do, and his name is Brad Hazard, did what all governments do when faced with a failure of process and leadership. They call an inquiry to kick the can down the road. Now, here in Victoria, we've had some of the tightest restrictions, and we're again in lockdown in 36 suburbs after a massive failure of infection control at two quarantine hotels. It seems to me that the use of untrained, ill-equipped private security guards has been the cause of infection spread out into the community. It spread into those communities not just because the security guards became infected and the people they came into contact with in their communities didn't practice or understand basic precautions. And let's acknowledge that. But we would not be in this situation had the infection control at the quarantine hotels been robust, monitored and effective. So my question is, who made the decision to use private security guards? When we had ample capacity in Victoria Police, we had the offer of the ADF, has been used in some other states. So what has been who's been responsible for this failure of leadership, this appalling lapse? Now, not the Chief Medical Officer, not the Chief Commissioner of Victoria Police. It is, despite reports this morning about the Deputy Secretary of Department of Health, it isn't some faceless bureaucrat who implemented this. This had to be signed off by a minister. At least five state government departments were involved in the decision to deploy these guards, instead of soldiers or police, to keep watch over returned travellers quarantined in hotel rooms. My understanding is there was a bureaucratic snarl involving departments of Health, Jobs, Premier and Cabinet, Emergency Management and Victoria Police, must have been a big meeting room, which resulted in the decision to hire the private security firms whose employees are now being blamed for carrying the virus from the hotels. It remains unclear if any Labor government minister or the Premier knew before the hotels began receiving return travellers for their quarantine that private security would be used to guard the sites. Oh, really? So someone made the decision. It didn't just happen. We didn't wake up and go, oh, my God, what are all those security guards doing at those hotels? The hotels had to be booked. A deal had to be made. Rosters had to be put in. Procedures had to be put in place. Interesting concept. The government know who made this decision. It would have been made by a committee and recommended to at least one minister. That's how government works. I know that, and you know that. And at least 32 infections have been caused by this disgraceful lack of responsibility and leadership. Yet rather than a minister putting their hand up and saying, you know what, it was me, I'm sorry, I made that call, we messed up and we're going to fix it. So what do? We have an inquiry. It'll take a couple of months to report, kick the can down the road. While that can is kicked down the road, we have thousands of businesses closed, hundreds of thousands of people having their suburbs locked down. The Victoria Chief Medical Officer said such a high level of daily infections and transmission will result in death. Of course, we need to know how this tragic, negligent decision was made, but why do we need a $3 million two-month inquiry? Up until now, the Victorian response had been very good. But you know what? It's simply not good enough. I expect better. We deserve better. The police minister during the week, among others, said she's not going to throw anyone under the bus, for good or bad. Let's wait for the inquiry. Well, you know what, Minister? The $3 million inquiry would have paid for an awful lot of PPE. It would have paid for an awful lot of people to be trained, put in place, people that understood what this was about. But what do we got? We've got a $3 million inquiry into the coronavirus bus that has no driver, apparently. It's simply not good enough. I want someone to be held for account for this appalling failure, and they need to be held to account now, not in 2 months. Don't take the piss weak option and call an inquiry when you know who approved this, who gave this the tick, right? Everyone makes mistakes, but this is about people's lives. And this was a fatal error of judgment by a minister and some bureaucrats, and they need to be held to account. It's just not good enough. And that's what I think.
Good. Good to hear what you think, Macca. Always know. Interesting to hear what you have to think. I might give you some thoughts as well.
Go for it.
It seems to me like what you want is to blame someone. My response to this is that these things often are the result of many actions, many interactions, and many processes. And yes, there might be a minister, and in fact, we have a premier who said, the buck stops with me. He said that.
Yeah.
He said that publicly. He's taken responsibility for it. However, you need to learn from this. You need to learn not just who signed the contract, but in fact, who did or did not execute the orders, who did or did not provide the training, who did not actually do their job when they were meant to do their job. So it's much more complex than that.
A minister
and
signed it.
Now, hang on. You've had your go. And one more thing I want to say, Macca, is we as a nation have agreed on a suppression strategy,
yes,
not an eradication strategy. Eradication means it's gone, finished, out. Suppression means you are trying to actually contain it. When you contain something, it will leak. There will be breaches. There are human beings involved in this process. This will happen again and again.
Of course.
And again. And when my friends from Sydney call
me... There's going to be a lot of inquiries then, isn't there?
When my friends call me with a smirk on their face and say, what's going on down there in Victoria? I just very quietly remind them that this also occurred. There were breaches that occurred,
yes,
in Sydney only just a couple of months ago, when people were disembarking those
cruise ships.
So this will continue to happen, Macca. So I don't think it is that simple, that clear cut and dry. We're talking about human beings. We don't live in a totalitarian state.
The training was insufficient. The oversight was insufficient. It was issued without a tender. It was decided on by a bunch of bureaucrats and it was signed off by a minister. That's the reality, Tass. And yes, it's not one reason. But there's a thing called, under the Westminster system, about responsibility. And the minister, whoever it was, is responsible, right? That's the reality. And that's what I expect.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.